Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. Well, it's fucking Friday. It's the 26th day of August. August is almost fucking gone. This is just unbelievable how fast the time is flying. Time flies when you're living under tyranny, I suppose. Anyway, it's Friday, the 26th day of August, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 82 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 85 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Same old, drier, drier, drier every fucking day. It's unbelievable. It is just fucking unbelievable. Well, it is also man caused because those big jets up in the plane fucking spraying that fucking goddamn barium and aluminum and God knows what else is changing the fucking weather. It's making the sun till it feels different on your fucking skin. I wasn't born yesterday and I have a pretty good goddamn memory, better than a head of cabbage anyway. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Biden's DACA rule. Illegal aliens with criminal records not disqualified from work permits, deportation protection. I guess they went clear through with their goddamn North American trade agreement. You know what I'm talking about. Fucking Obama did the first phase and fucking Donald Trump did the second phase. And now fucking Joe Biden. I mean, these are just the figureheads, but the communists have gotten, they're putting in a North American Union. Right here in front of your fucking face. You ain't got no borders. You don't have a country, people. You're just another fucking third world fucking rugrat under their fucking feet. Only these rugrats have fucking guns. These rugrats have fucking weapons to fight your asses with. And you're gonna feel the pain. Anyways, we'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Biden's, it's not Biden's, it is the goddamn communists. Communists, there's just no one goddamn fucking dictator here, is there? I mean, are they claiming these motherfuckers a dictator? Are they claiming fucking conquering our goddamn country? Are they claiming us to be their fucking property? Biden's DACA rule? Fuck you, Biden. Let's go with Henry's fucking DACA rule. You better get the fuckers out of my country while they're able to go on their own fucking feet. Illegal aliens with criminal records not disqualified from work permits, deportation protection. This is from Breitbart. So you know all this thing all through fucking Trumpy's fucking administration, they were pouring across the country. They were just doing it at the goddamn railroad depots where there was private property and you couldn't get in there to fucking... People got in and filmed it. We saw it happening. That fucker pumped a ton of them in here, too. But, I mean, this deportation protect work permits, but we're getting rid of all the ones, the killers and all the any criminals. Oh, man, they're not going to get to come in. Oh, you lying, dirty, rotten son of a bitches. You're going to get a vote. Hey, you retards. I got to talk to you every once in a while in your language. You're going to vote. I'll go vote and stop. Be good. Be good. You fucking idiots. President, I ain't even calling him president. Fucking goddamn royal appointee, fucking Joe Biden. Joe Biden's new rule. Joe Biden's just fucking. It is like a dictator in it when you got somebody who's sitting up there, fucking just no checks and balances, no fucking going through any fucking no pretense of that phone dick, because they know, just like we know about the goddamn COVID-19 never existed, that goddamn Constitution never existed, their authority never fucking existed. They have drugged this fucking country into the pits of fucking hell. Right in front of our faces, we'll go vote. That's my right. That's my right. Vote. God, I hate you people. This is from Breitbart. President Joe Biden's new rule to codify the deferred action for childhood arrivals DACA program clarifies that illegal aliens with criminal records will not be automatically disqualified from securing work permits and deportation protections. Now, what they're claiming to be operating under is administrative fucking law, because this isn't law. This is policy. This is Roman civil law. This is private, because it is a fucking corporation. Policy being enforced as public law against the fucking public law, which was put in place in December 15, 1791 by the people under the people's jurisdiction. We have agreed to none of this fucking shit. It's all a fucking fraud. They have done it. They have done it as an act of goddamn insurrection against we the people. And it's goddamn time we stood up to it and fucking stopped it. Now, every time that you turn around, it's another inch. I mean, their big brag for how many years was it that, oh, we're deporting all the criminals. Anybody's criminal, they're getting deported. No, they're not. No, they're fucking not. Because that North American Union went through and you fucking cocksucker Trump, you did your fucking part. Oh, he tried to use some fucking slick fucking words like the con man son of a bitch that he is to fucking do the second part of it. This is the third part. You got no fucking borders, people. You're a third world piece of fucking shit until you stand up and be something else. Until you stand up and enforce your fucking law. Your law! This week, Biden's Department of Homeland Security announced a new rule. A rule? Oh, we got a rule, guys! Remember, you go to school, you get rules. You had rules when you were a little child. These people are acting like they're fucking our custodians. Maybe that 14th Amendment has put something in their head that makes them think that we're subjugated by them. Well, we're fucking not. Shove your rule up your fucking ass. I don't live by your rules. I live by the fucking law. And you're going to die by that same fucking law for your goddamn contempt, for your fucking goddamn treason and your sedition against that fucking law, you dirty pricks. A new rule. I got a new rule for you. I got a new rule for you. All of you bring your fucking money over to fucking me and pile it in my fucking yard. That's the new fucking rule. My rule has as much fucking goddamn say in this country as his does. And even fucking, with these new rules that violate the fucking law, this is goddamn blatant right in your, this is telling you we're the goddamn international corporate mafia. We're going to fucking take what you got. You won't stand and fucking fight and stop us, so we don't really give a fuck if you got a gun or not. In an attempt to codify former President Obama's DACA program and former President fucking goddamn Donald Trump's DACA program. Don't forget that son of a bitch. Where is he on it? Oh, that DACA, he was going to get rid of it the first fucking day. Remember? First fucking thing he was going to do is DACA was ended. Did he do it? No. He lied right to your fucking face. He's coming to lie to your face again. DeSantis, they got that lying piece of fucking garbage. This is the goddamn ruling fucking class, and they got nothing but contempt for you because you are in their fucking way of world dominance and fucking world slavery with them being the overseers and the goddamn rulers in their goddamn empires. They're criminal empires. And now they're fucking right now. They're fucking fighting over this. This is like a territorial battle, you know. In New York, you know, everybody had their own little territory. Or in Chicago, this is a territory. These are cutting out the territories for these fucking cock sucking goddamn mafia criminal son of a bitches that we have to rid ourselves of if we're ever to know peace in this goddamn country. This is Biden's Department of Homeland Security announced a new rule in an attempt to codify former President Obama's DACA program for nearly 800,000 illegal aliens into federal regulation. No, this is the completion of the goddamn North American, whatever it's called, NAFTA. This is the completion of NAFTA. There were three fucking phases. Go back. Yeah, well, you thought we couldn't remember back that far, didn't you? Three fucking phases. Obama did the first phase. Be goddamned if goddamn Trump didn't do the second phase. And now this is the third fucking phase. You have no fucking borders. You have no country. If you have no borders, you have no country. Do you understand that? You people are unfucking believable. The rule notes that despite already low standards for entry into DACA, illegal aliens with criminal records will not be automatically disqualified from gaining work permits and deportation protection through the program, the rule states. DHS is revising it to further clarify that consistent with long-standing, listen to this shit. Now listen to this shit. I mean, this is how I talk about them entrenching into this goddamn country. They commit a crime, a definite crime, a goddamn act of fucking treason, sedition, or goddamn espionage, and then they just entrench it. It's like when they found out they were listening to everybody's fucking phone call. And then you had a congressman coming up, well, we cannot vote for funding for that. It's against the law. It's against the law. It's against the law. It's against the law. And then what do you know? It stays. Not only does it stay, but it's very fucking, they up the fucking money for it and fucking, they sent more money to break the fucking law. They're telling you. DACA policy I want you to hear this right. DHS is revising it to further clarify that consistent with long standing people, long standing. I wonder what that defines out in the fucking dictionary. Long-standing DACA policy. Well, this fucking DACA policy is, I guess fucking they've entrenched it, haven't they? It's like Social Security. That was illegal as hell. That was unlawful as hell. That was goddamn socialism being shoved in your face like that goddamn AOC. I seen a fucking video there. We're going to turn the whole country of socialism. Well, you're going to fucking die trying, bitch. Because your socialism goes against the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, supreme, superior, cannot be infringed upon goddamn law of the fucking December 15, 1791. And unalienable was the word I was looking for. Unalienable, I guess you better look that fucking word up. Along with contentious cotches. Fucking explanation of the second article, because that's what you're about ready to fucking eat, you son of a bitches. Policy, let's see here. DHS is revising it to further clarify that consistent with long-standing DACA policy. See, it's always this decent policy. Policy is not fucking law. The law is the Bill of Rights. It was fucking goddamn ratified by we the representatives elected by we the fucking people to speak for us, to exercise our jurisdictional authority to lay down law. Policy is not law. We talked about it before. What is goddamn, you know, what, the difference between Roman civil law and fucking common law. Common law is fucking, public policy for private purposes. And Roman civil law is private policy being enforced as public law. And there is a difference between policy and law. My policy is if you break the fucking law, we enforce the fucking law and we hang your fucking ass. That's my policy, personal policy. But the law also says your fucking ass hangs. It's called sedition, you son of a bitch. Expunged convictions, juvenile delinquency adjudication, and immigration-related offenses characterized as felonies or misdemeanors under state law are not considered automatically disqualifying convictions for purposes of this provision. These are illegal aliens! They're breaking the law walking across the fucking border! And when they do it the second time, it is a felonious fucking goddamn act. That's under your fucking god. That's under the Admiralty, which is responsible for guarding the fucking borders. Aside from being shielded from deportation, DACA illegals, aliens will be provided with 2-year work permits under Biden's rule. The ultimate goal is to avoid legal challenges to the program. Why would you, who could legally charge? I can charge you if there was a goddamn court. I would have your ass fucking hung. Hung by the neck until dead, and it wouldn't take a fucking day to convict your fucking treasonous asses. But it wouldn't be just Biden. Because I'm coming, Barry, I know who's running this fucking shit. They got a goddamn Constantine wire up around your goddamn Capitol in your fucking White House. They got troops up there guarding the communists. That there was a coup, all right. It didn't happen January 6th. It happened when those goddamn communists fucking threw that fraudulent fucking, well, it wasn't even an American election. It couldn't be because it was a corporate fucking goddamn election from a corporation that was in existence in violation to the fucking law. The 9th article in particular. Special interest groups like billionaire Mark Zuckerberg, FWD, a U.S. group entrenched in lobbying for endless cheap foreign labor, celebrated the rule. You got a handful of son of a bitches that want fucking the rest of us to be fucking slaves, and they celebrated last night, people, and you did nothing about it. You have the power to wipe them off this fucking planet. You did nothing about it. You have the authority to arrest, to try, to hang them. For treason, for sedition. This ain't their goddamn country. It doesn't belong to them. They didn't take it through no due process of the law from the fucking true original owners, those who inherited it from their fucking, goddamn forefathers. Excuse me. It's just fucking, I mean, I hate getting up here and getting fucking this pissed all the time. Jesus Christ Almighty. And they're doing this right in your face. They're walking right up in your face going, phew. You know what? I wouldn't care who it was or what the fucking consequences were. The fists are going to fucking fly. You spit in my fucking face, I'll rip your fucking head off and shit down your throat. You motherfuckers. And this is what they are doing. This is just made to fucking try. It's just, see, they keep telling you, you're going to be more like them Russians. You're going to learn to live less and do, and we're going to have more and more and more and more, just like goddamn Zuckerberg. Does he need some more? Is that fucking cocksucker, that dirty treasonous piece of dog shit? I charge you with high treason against me, you son of a bitch. I am an American national. I am the sovereign of this country. You are a fucking criminal. You are in violation of the highest law of this fucking land, you motherfucker. You have taken from me without due process of the fucking law, without even going to the goddamn law, without even going to the common law, which is my goddamn right. That's what my people fought for. We are grateful that the administration is no longer pursuing a plan to decouple and separate work authorization and deportation protections. This is good. And FWDUS wrote on Twitter, providing work authorization as part of DACA is absolutely the right move for this all, just like the goddamn taking the, embargo off of fucking shipping our goddamn natural resources, our oil out of here. Who did that benefit? A fucking handful. And weren't even a handful of Americans, because it's just every cocksucker in the international corporate mafia has a base here in America. This is where the big theft fucking occurs. This is where the fleecing, I mean, the people, as much of goddamn as we've been stole from us, we still haven't all been put out on the goddamn streets. We still haven't all been fucking starved, but they're going to try and starve us next. You watch. And when they do, man, I got another article that talks about here, like the lower tier people. They're starting to call us tiers now. You talk about commie fuckingism. These motherfuckers are hardcore, hard-boiled communists and fascist motherfuckers calling themselves capitalists, which they fucking are, because they are capitalizing on the god. They're using capital instead of fucking meat and bones and goddamn work to fucking create fucking mountains of fucking wealth on the sweat of another fucking person. That is the vulture fucking piece of shit that you motherfuckers are. As Breitbart News has reported, thousands of illegal aliens with prior violent criminal records were allowed to enter the program and remain in the United States. Are you ready? From 2012 to 2018, about 53,792 illegal aliens were awarded DACA despite having prior arrest records. Meanwhile, nearly 8,000 illegal aliens awarded DACA were later arrested for crimes, the data shows. More than 30 illegal aliens were given DACA status despite having previously been arrested for rape. 10 illegal aliens likewise were awarded DACA after having been arrested for murder. And 95 illegal aliens have after having been arrested for kidnapping. When you get to live in the hell that you sit there and let happen, you just sit there with your fucking polishing your fucking gun while they're putting all the fucking pieces in place to make your life a living fucking hell. Because that's what you got coming to you, is a living fucking hell. But you're not
going to... Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
But you know what? If you don't have that seatbelt on, hey, we'll blow your brains out your head and throw you under the jail, especially if you're an American national.
You don't go nowhere without that seatbelt, do you, Dion? I mean, that's more important than goddamn sovereignty of your country, the fucking the wealth of your fucking country. Hey, tell me, Dion, which one of these son of a bitches represents you?
None of them.
Thank you.
None whatsoever.
None of them represents any American national. None of them represents the people who own this country. They are taking our fucking wealth away from us like we're fucking, like kids on the fucking playground. They're taking our fucking lunch money and we're fucking taking it. We're not punching them in the fucking nose.
It's always like you say, Henry. It's always like what you say. They're replacing us. They're bringing in another type of people that is not going to buck back at them. Like I always say, they had to get rid of this American mindset where we own ourselves. They got to bring in that slavery mindset.
You got
to. Well, hey, if the government tell me to do it, I got to do it.
Recolonization. That's exactly what they're doing, but Dion.
If you think about it, that's the only way they can get their new world order all the way in. They got
they
to
have to.
People who have freedom for their mindset.
What they have to do is get rid of that Bill of Rights. Because the Bill of Rights and the New World, they could come in with the New World Order and say, we're going to mandate this, we're going to mandate that. All these mandates are fucking blatant violation of the due process clauses in the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the highest law in this land, which is the people's fucking law. Our jurisdictional authority doesn't get no higher. And removing our courts, that was a goddamn act of that was an attempted coup. They are attempting a coup on we the people to replace. I mean, Zuckerberg wants to get rid of me. I'm hey, you know what, motherfucker? I bet you my family's been in this country longer than you have, you son of a bitch. And I bet you'll fucking end up getting fucking hung by a fucking common law jury. I bet you they'll call you. They may fucking do worse things than that to you, you son of a bitch. But what gets me is it's just this little handful of motherfuckers. And they're telling you now, yeah, it's for the little handful of motherfuckers. There's even goddamn rapists and murderers Well, you bring him back. Bring him into this country. If you watch the next article that comes out on this shit, they're going to tell you that they're fucking going and getting the ones that they were kicked out because they had murdered, but the ones that had been released after fucking serving sentences for murder, kidnapping, and rape. And they're going to fly them back in because they never should have been kicked out anyway. And they're going to get work visas. And they're going to get, it's just like the playground, guys. I'm so far out of touch because it's been so long since I was a kid in school. But it's like the playground. If somebody pushes you down, you better get up and you better push back. Somebody tries to take something from you, you better fight for it. You don't go, oh, I can't get angry. Here, yes, go ahead and take my lunch money. I really didn't want to eat today anyway. That's the kind of shit they're preaching to you. Oh, you should be a docile American and take it up the fucking ass like the queers, because the queers are trying to teach you something, how to take it up the fucking ass and like it. Well, we're not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I would rather fucking die on my feet than live on my fucking knees. I'll never live on my knees to the likes of these motherfuckers. The thing is, these son of bitches aren't our intellectual nor our physical equals, let alone betters, and they're still fucking doing it. How are they doing it? Through mammon. Because I don't care if you go, as you have people like fucking the trenchers and people who are, understand that they are American nationals and they are the sovereigns of this country. Unless you have people like that fucking dollar, I'll tell you what, it is amazing what they fucking, well, you have to take your grandma over there and get her euthanized if you want your social security check to come in on time. Well, sorry, Grandma. I mean, this is their attitude. Rather than grabbing up a weapon and saying, you ain't touching my goddamn grandma, you ain't touching no fucking buddy. They're taking it like fags up the fucking ass. That's what you guys should start acting, feeling like, fags taking it up the ass, because that's what you are. Earlier this summer, we saw the first signs of consumer cracking as people maxed out their credit cards and depleted savings amid 16 months of tumbling real wages due to the highest inflation in 40 fucking years. Companies from McDonald's Corporation to Costco Wholesale Corporation to Burlington Stores Incorporated, all these are all fucking international franchises with bases in the United States, so they can get a big bunch of money. I think we take all of their losses from around the world, put them on their books in the United States, and because they're fucking have infiltrated the government. They know they're doing it. They know they're breaking the fucking, if they can't do it anyway. They never could. They've never had any authority to do any of this. Anything that has happened in this whole history of this country, they haven't had authority to do it, guys. The people never can say, they always say, we rule with the people's consent. No, you fucking don't. You show me the ratification papers on that goddamn Constitution. You tell me that goddamn John Adams didn't say, let's declare a fucking a king. And then one that a fucking German Prussian prince to come over to rule us. These fuckers did that. I realize now that fucking, you know, we always talked about how in the hell could you build a fucking government in the middle of a fucking uprising? You can't. There's no vote. Nobody voted for, there was not one vote for George Washington from any fucking American national that was in the fucking field that fought the fucking battle to get the goddamn country to fucking push the British out. Which the British weren't fucking out of here just because of Yorktown. People believe that shit. It ain't true. It was a battle. Cornwallis did surrender. But goddamn, they kept on the high seas. They were ripping the shit out of the fucking fishing fleets. Out of the privateers, you know, the people fucking making a living fishing. And right up to the War of 1812, which was a bullshit fucking lie. Because we won that war. We won the War of 1812. There wasn't a War of 1812. That would have been the Second Revolution. I mean, wake the fuck up. You're fighting the same people how many years later? But after that war, goddamn traitors from this country, Benjamin Franklin, these dirty son of a bitches that we were taught to worship as children, went over to fucking England into the darkest fucking deepest fucking Masonic fucking goddamn lodges, and they got fucking made lords. And they got, this whole thing is a fucking 200-year plan. Now, see, at 100 years, they were already supposed to have bankrupted us. They're supposed to add us the shit. They're way behind in what they're doing. Because the people knew a bit of freedom. None of us has ever known true fucking freedom. Abraham Springsteen, when he first declared martial law, from that day henceforth, there has not been fucking true goddamn freedom in this country. All the effort was made to hide it, to hide the Bill of Rights, to hide what they had done. Did Abraham Lincoln have the authority to fucking declare martial law? No, by God, he did not. It would have been a violation of the 9th article. It would have been taking on a power that he was not granted in the Constitution, if there was a Constitution, which there wasn't. See, they've always played this game. They knew the Constitution wasn't there. They knew the Bill of Rights was the fucking problem. The people were the fucking problem. These goddamn arrogant son of a bitchin' American bastards who think that they can own something. Who think they can own themselves. Who think they're free. Well, so they just dabbled that freedom out in front of you. Well, go on out in the frontier if you blaze, you know. Whatever you blaze out there, you know, these are people completely ignorant to the fucking, can't read or write. People like Dana Boone. Go out into the goddamn wilderness. Whatever you blaze, it's yours. But we're taking it, you know, with a clear understanding that you're taking this from a fucking people that already own the goddamn property, because it ain't like it was, there, nobody was here. They were towns, villages that traveled. I mean, but there were like on the East Coast, there were villages where they planted their fucking crops, and then they went out and they traveled and they hunted and come back and harvested their crops. This is the way they'd live for fucking ever. But this place was fucking populated. So how did they get you to go out into the goddamn wilderness? How did they get you to come here in the first fucking place as an endangered servant? They made your life a goddamn living hell. The fucking church. A fucking church. A fucking church! And their goddamn interpretations of a fucking Jew book left you to be a serf. The man that was fucking, you were slaving for, you could whip his fucking ass in a second. You could stomp him into the fucking ground. You were more intelligent than he was. But it didn't fucking matter, because the fucking goddamn cardinal, the church declared that he dropped out of the right twat, and you didn't. You dropped out of the fucking slave twat. He dropped out of the king twat. That's the fucking facts. And it's very fucking simple. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And then there if you let our few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time. And of course, that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle, because that's where we're fucking at in this shit. This, I mean, somebody was what was a fucking comment. And they were talking about start flagging courts and shit. And I said, fuck, man, goddamn you. Hey, we're in war. You see what they're doing to you? That's war. They're attempting to fucking enslave you. They're attempting to disarm you and enslave you. That's war. They've declared war on your fucking Bill of Rights, on your goddamn freedom, on your liberty. That's war. Better start fighting the son of a bitch if you want to fucking win. And I was wondering, I started reading this other article and I'm going, goddamn, I had switched articles, so I'm going to start this one from the beginning. So, because there was some we missed. Major U.S. retailers warn lower income consumers. We're not American nationals, people who own this fucking country, who are filthy fucking rich with what you are stealing from us, you cocksuckers, are in trouble. No, we're not in trouble. You're in fucking trouble, son of a bitch. You know, in this case, shit doesn't roll downhill. It gets shot uphill. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. President Biden and his top advisors have been adamant that the consumer is exceptionally strong this summer. Oh, my God, you're kidding me. Despite the economy slumping into a technical recession. Hey, man, that's like telling you the sun ain't shining, though it's burning your skin. You can feel it. You can say, no, this old senile fucking fool has been told by his communist handlers to tell you that the fuck, no, it's dark. And the sad part is the stupid motherfucker don't know no better. Well, maybe it aggregate, the consumer appears healthy, but numerous retail, no, it don't. I don't know nobody that ain't going, goddamn, son of a bitch, I can barely afford to live anymore. Prices haven't went up 8%, 6%, 13%. Prices have fucking tripled and doubled and tripled, and they're going up more. Every time you fucking go to get something, goddamn, it costs more. And the fucking packaging's getting smaller for some reason. I nailed somebody on that. I've known a long time, and I won't do that today. But numerous retailers pointed out that less affluent ones are tapped out. I mean, less affluent. We got affluent people, and we got goddamn lower income consumers. How about American nationals? You sons of bitches! We own it all, and we are not poor. We just gonna need to repossess what fucking belongs to us. Earlier this summer, we saw the first signs of consumer cracking as people maxed out their credit cards and depleted savings amid 16 months of tumbling real wages due to the highest inflation in 40 years. Remember, they were just a few weeks ago, they were talking about all the savings people. Bullshit! They think they can come in. I mean, this is goddamn Orwellian. They can tell you one thing one week and the exact opposite the next week, and you better believe it or else you're a conspiracy theorist. We'll send the conspiracy theorist police after you. We're going to get you. Come get us! Because we know you're nothing but fucking chicken horse shit. Due to the highest inflation in 40 fucking years, people. Man, get ready for this winter. You better have some fucking food ready. Or you better have lots of goddamn Sweet Baby Ray's. That's all I can tell you. Companies from McDonald's Corp and to Costco wholesale corporations to Burlington Stores Incorporated to Nordstrom Incorporated to Macy's to Advance Auto Parts Incorporated to AT&T Incorporated to even Dollar Tree Incorporated have all echoed a very alarming message that low-tier, here's another handle for what you are. You're a low-tier consumer. That's what you are. You're beneath me. You motherfucker, we'll see who's beneath when you hit the fucking ground and I'm standing, I'm looking down at you, and we say, I'm lower than you, really? Looks like you're lower than me. Low-tier consumer, consumers are scaling back purchases and inflation bites, and listen to this shit. In July, McDonald's offered a grim, McDonald's. I mean, goddamn, that's where you go to get laxative. If you want to fucking, you can't shit, go eat a fucking McDonald's burger. You'll shit. You'll have cramps. You'll fucking make you think you're dying. I do every time I eat there, and that's the goddamn truth. I haven't eaten there in years, by the way. I ain't like fucking we're expecting a different result. In July, McDonald's offered a grim warning about the consumer state. Consumers traded down for less expensive and you were talking McDonald's! Must be the lowest of the lower tier, huh? Expensive menu items, wow. Lower tier customers ditched combo meals for value offers. Yeah, this is cheaper because it's made out of bat. Also, in July, Costco CEO Craig Jelinek said, overall, the consumer isn't doing bad. Well, we'll find out, you motherfucker. Because, you know, that's one thing about you rich cocksuckers. When things go south, they're going to go south on you. Well, it's all right. The consumer ain't doing that, but it ain't bad enough for them to come with the torches and the goddamn pitchforks and fucking hanging our asses and fucking bringing us to a taking us out. Like I keep saying, it's just a goddamn handful. This is unfucking believable. This is incredible. Somewhere in the future, somebody will get out and listen to these fucking words and yeah, why did you guys do that? Consumer state, customers traded down for less expensive menu items. Lower tier customers ditched combo meals for value offers. Also in July, Costco CEO Craig Jelinek, that's where we were, said, overall the consumer isn't doing bad. I can tell that. I'm not doing bad, are you? Hey, how much gas you got in your car? I mean, goddamn, I feel fucking just rich. I feel like the wealth's just piling up a fucking around me. Only I can't find enough fucking money to go to for enough gas to go to the store to buy something I can't fucking afford, even at a lower tier. But also mentioned a lot of people right now, they're in recession because they're just trying to survive by just buying gas and making house and rent payments. That's our fault, guys. I wonder who was causing that recession. It's us. Because we can't afford to buy more gas. We can only afford to buy enough gas to go to work and pay the rent. It's our fault. Them damn American nationals. Don't look at the fucking billions. I mean, we sit here week after week. How long have we been doing this? Billions and billions going to over there to goddamn, do this to myself. Huh? Pardon? Ukraine, yeah. Thank you, Laura. Going over to you, we watch, I mean, yeah, Biden, he got out his wallet, Superman wallet, and he handed 110 million more dollars to Ukraine this morning for, well, we don't know what the fuck it's for, but they're going to use it in 2 or 3 years, maybe. I mean, they're sitting over there, I swear to you people, they're sitting over there in Ukraine where nobody, because there's a war. There's a goddamn world war going on in Ukraine. Stay back so you can't watch them do their fucking dirty deeds. They're sitting there dividing it up as sure as they divided up that $3.2 trillion that fucking Trump gave them. These motherfuckers, they want us fucking dead. That's the only way they can have anymore. They have to fucking actually take, well, I guess, you know, they'll have the whole fucking planet to themselves. They think it's just wonderful. When they pump some the fucking people in and ruin your, I mean, my life here is fucking ruined. The fucking place here is ruined. This was a goddamn paradise. And it's ruined. And it was ruined for fucking money. Nothing more, nothing less, money. They're so sickening.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Out here in the middle of Oklahoma, I see more and more Washington.
Yep.
And California tags each and every day. Washington and California cater each and every day.
They're coming for you, brother. They're coming for you because, see, the thing is, what they don't they think we just they think us like that we have the minds of children, and they're dealing with children like pulling the quarter up behind the ear. I use that all the time. That we can't, that, you know, somebody, these cocksuckers come, hordes of them. I mean, we're not going to notice all the cars because they're going to have organ plates on them. As soon as you're here, you can, and fucking you, established an address and got a goddamn, power bill, you can go, you can have your license changed and license changed on your car. It's like I was telling a story about when we were up, I was up with my nephew and the kids came in and said that the guy said he was stuck and could anybody help him up in the middle of no fucking where. This son of a bitch was fucked because he was a fucking goddamn city boy. He's fucked. We could have stood back and watched him fucking die if we wanted to. But my nephew, he goes down there and he tells him to try to back up because he can't figure this out because it's just a little bit of fucking, the ground's wet, but he can't, what, how in the hell can't you move? Fuck's wrong with you? And he looks and he sees, So he comes around to the fucking door and he asks the fucking guy driving the rig. He goes, are you an Oregonian? If he'd have been an Oregonian, man, he'd been helped out. He'd got ribbed a little bit. That's for goddamn sure. But that's all it would have been. A little ribbon and the guy would have never forgotten. The guy didn't understand. Maybe the guy was poor. Too poor before to afford a four-wheel drive and finally could afford one and did not work, son of a bitch. I don't know. But the guy says, oh, yes, I'm an Oregonian. I've been here for 3 years. And, man, I mean, we hate. Yeah, that's an invader. That's a fucking invader. You've been here for 3 years. You're one of the motherfuckers that are tearing up what we fucking value here as our fucking life and our heritage, you cocksucker. Well, then for $20, I'll get you out of there for $20. And the guy, you know, he figures that we got big, what's he did. He had a four-wheel drive. He could have fucking hooked to that son of a bitch by the door handle and pulled it out of there. But fucking he goes for $20, I'll get you out. And the guy couldn't get in his wallet fast enough and give him that fucking 20. I told him, I said, you should have said 100. But at any rate, so Travis goes over and he fucking just turns the guy's hubs in. The guy's watching him, turns his hubs in. He goes, now shift it into 4 high. No, put it neutral. That's it. Yeah, put it in neutral. Shift it into 4 high. Okay, now let it roll back a little. That's it. Let it roll back a little bit. Okay. Now put it in gear and go. Boom, 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 boom. This is how stupid and ignorant these son of a bitches are that are fucking taking our shit. They come up to a place like that guy's probably shopping for a place to fucking, I mean, this is back in the wilderness. I mean, if the guy, I mean, he'd probably get a ride because there's so many fairy fuckers out in our woods anymore. But I mean, barring a fucking somebody giving you a ride, you're going to walk. You're going to walk probably about 8-10 miles to get to a road where you 20 miles away you can get service. So that's what the guy was looking at. But they come there and they find these fucking places. And you know, God, to me, that's a paradise. That is a fucking, it was a beautiful spot, man, fucking where we were at. It wasn't that far. It wasn't a quarter mile away. But it was a beautiful spot and fucking something you want to leave just like it is. You don't want to tore up. You don't want to see somebody fucking build a fucking house there and then a fucking, next thing you know, you go over there and you'll be up there in the drive. There's about a McDonald's because these cocksuckers got to bring all their goodies with them. The same things that they built down in California to make it such a shithole that they had to escape it because they had pumped so many fucking murderers and fucking scum in from the third world that it had become fucking dangerous and fucking very unfun to live there. So they come up, goddamn, this place is a paradise. And it was a paradise, believe me. This place is a paradise. And do they think, shh, don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody about this place. We're going to move here. We're going to get a live in paradise. No! They come rolling in fucking big semis and dumping off their shit. And the first thing that goes up is the goddamn construction sign. Construction company will give you, hey, would you like, hey, look at that paradise over there. And pretty soon, the next thing you know, it looks like the last place they fucking left, a fucking goddamn sewer. You sons of bitches are going to pay for that. You realize, you think you've done it. You Mason motherfuckers think you've pulled this shit off. You haven't. Whether I'm alive or not, everybody understands what you have done. We understand how you fucking did it. Why you fucking did it. Why you thought, you arrogant son of a bitches, thought you had a right to fucking do it. Because the twat you dropped out of. You're going to find out that that twat don't matter a goddamn inch when it comes to the fucking battlefield, you bastards. Because you're not taking our country away from us. We're going to enforce our fucking law on you. And you are going to hang for treason and sedition against the individual free sovereign nationals of the United States of these Americas, you motherfuckers. Anyway, where were we here? Also in July, oh, we did that. Sounds confusing, right? But it's not. With some clarification, Ginlink said, wealthier households still have discretionary income to buy goods. That's how we come to that, when we get to the 15%. Now, these are the ass lickers. These are the people, they're not, most of them ain't Masons, but they lick the ass. I mean, they will lick, sniff. If you, hey, Mason, you're, come on over to my house and we'll have a few drinks and you can fill up my wife. You can fucking, you like my 12-year-old daughter? Well, that's, I want to move up on the corporate ladder. Go ahead. I mean, yeah, maybe you should go back and show her. Why don't you show Mr. Rogers the backyard, dear? This is, I'm not shitting you. This is how it works. And these slimy motherfuckers, these are the fuckers, these are what they call the haves. Well, you're going to be have-nots. You're not going to be here. You're getting the fuck out of this. These are the son of a bitches that weren't a part of the 3% that fucking fought for to get this country. These are the son of a bitches that fucking didn't, they had, now you talk, you always talk about, you got no skin in the game. I got nothing but skin in the game, son of a bitch. It's the people back in goddamn the 75, 76, 77, 78, 70, those people. They just fucking sit there and watched the war happen while 3% of the people fucking died to get that goddamn Bill of Rights, to get freedom, to get liberty for everybody. And so it wasn't no big deal to them because really they didn't really, I didn't cramp my ass getting it. I just sit there and want somebody else die for it. So you want me to sell it out? You'll give me that for it? Hell yeah, I'll do it. I'll sell them some bitches out. I'll be a good buddy though, right? I can join the Masonic Lodge and I can have things and they can't. Yeah, okay, I'm done. This is what happened, people. This is what you gotta crush. You gotta crush the corporations, you gotta crush the monarchies, and you gotta throw every motherfucker out of this country that can't whistle Yankee Doodle out their fucking asshole on demand. Anyway, I've had enough of this today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trench. No, we won't. We will be back Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, you got all weekend to think about where you fall in this socialist communist. And that goddamn AOC, she came right out. Go look on over in Trenches and look at that little fucking video of her. We're going to make this whole country, this foreign whore, whose dad was the goddamn fucking dictator in another fucking country. Somehow, she ended up being a fucking, I don't know if she's a congresswoman or a senator, I don't know what the fuck she is. But that fucking cunt, with what she said right there, that hangs her. That says that she wants to overthrow your fucking form of government and put in the fucking socialist form of government, which is collectivism, opposes individualism. It is the polar opposite. And that dirty fucking rotten cunt does not have the fucking authority to do shit except show up for her date in court. Anyways, we're going to call it a fucking program then, and I guess I'll see you guys on Monday. Have the best weekend you can, and keep an eye on your fucking six. You never know who's going to try and crawl up your ass. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!